So let's go ahead and begin to close your physical eyes and focus on your breath. Becoming aware of the physical form, an important part of activating the third eye. And relax and let go of any disturbance, any distraction. Calm the nervous system and quiet the mind. And at this time, do an inner prayer of asking only that which is for your highest good to come forward during this guided meditation. Keeping in mind your destiny on the planet. So I'd like you to place your hands over your heart chakra. Continue to focus on the breath through your heart. Maybe take a couple of nice heart breaths, allowing the heart breath to send warmth and heart energy throughout your body. And see if you can get your body to feel very yummy, knowing that it is full of your self-loving, your self-heart energy, all the way down to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. Good. And now let's open the crown chakra. And once again, establish the center column of light that emanates from source. Breathe it down, or maybe it just appears through the center of your body, activating each chakra from the crown to the third eye, to the throat, to the heart, to the solar plexus, to the second chakra, to the root chakra, and into the center of the earth. And why don't you do that a couple of times? Start with source, the light column coming down to the crown, to the third eye, to the throat chakra, to the heart chakra, to the solar plexus chakra, to the second chakra, to the root chakra, and into the center of the earth. Just breathe that a couple of times. And notice what you're experiencing. Good. So we're now going to take a guided journey into the third eye, specifically the pineal gland, that is seated inside your brain, directly behind the third eye chakra and directly below your crown chakra. So in your creative imagination, I'd like you to see yourself sitting in a movie theater, one of those really lovely movie theaters, very comfortable, big comfortable chairs, soft lighting. And as the lights dim in the movie theater, up on the screen appears a huge image of your forehead and your eyebrows. That's right. You see the top of your eyebrows, and then the area of your forehead, which takes up all of the movie screen. It's huge. And right between your eyebrows, which is the third eye chakra, you notice there is an opening. Now, this opening can appear to you in any way that is right for you. So take a moment and allow yourself to create the opening to your third eye. And when you have that visual of the opening, I want you to get up out of your theater seat and walk into the screen and up to the opening of your third eye. This opening is large, and you can easily walk through this opening. So that is what you do. You walk through the opening and discover on the other side a path or a walkway that leads you to an inner chamber. So you walk this pathway and find yourself standing in a wonderful, magical inner chamber. Take a moment and look around. Be aware of the walls of the chamber, the floor, the ceiling, if there is one, the textures, the colors. Create it in your creative imagination. This is your magical chamber. And right in the middle of this chamber is your pineal gland, shaped like a pine cone. This is part of your physical anatomy that receives divine inspiration, guidance, spiritual assistance, spiritual experiences, mystical experiences from Source. So take a moment and explore and walk around, perhaps, this cone-shaped pineal gland. And as you walk around it, you notice the shape. You also notice that it is sitting in a pool of liquid. And you also notice that the cone-shaped pineal gland and the liquid is contained in a shallow hollow that holds all of this in place. You are amazed at the size, the shape, perhaps the colors, the textures of this cone-shaped pineal gland. And you also notice that directly above the top of the cone, way up there, is an opening that is your crown chakra. So take a moment and just gaze up above the cone-shaped pineal gland. What do you see that the crown chakra is open to? And if you have an experience of a sensation between your eyebrows or at the top of your head, that is a sensation of your third eye and the crown chakra. Okay. So now it's time to activate the pineal gland, the third eye. First thing you want to notice is there anything on your pineal gland that needs to be removed? Perhaps it needs to be cleaned up a bit. Perhaps there's some kind of crustacean or something else that might be attached to your pineal gland. So you, in your creative imagination, however works for you, begin to clean up your pineal gland until it is pristine. Until it is absolutely beautiful, glowing, radiating. And now you're going to activate it. How do you want to do that? Well, you could do it any way that suits you, that works for you. You could activate it by a panel that all of a sudden appears, that has knobs and levers and buttons. You could activate it with colors. You could activate it with light, energy, vibration, symbols, words. So right now, choose the way that you want to activate your third eye and begin. And keep breathing, keep observing, keep experiencing. As you are activating it, stay aware of any sensations or experiences you are having. And also be aware if there's anything that you are receiving as you activate the third eye pineal gland. Any messages, any visions, any intuitive hits, any flashes of insight. Any sensations. And when this feels complete, you know now that you can activate your third eye, your pineal gland, anytime that you want to. You can find yourself in the inner chamber activating your third eye. You can even have a word or a symbol or color, that all you have to do is say it, or see it, or sense it, And that is the cue to activate your third eye. So, feeling complete and satisfied. It's now time to leave the chamber and find yourself walking again on the path back to the opening of your third eye. And as you step through the opening, you find yourself once again sitting in the theater. Just take a moment to orient yourself. You might feel a little disoriented. And the lights come up. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, maybe drink a little water.